This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right. Good morning, everybody. I'm so excited. Welcome to Investor Schooling Live. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Deb Anderson.
Good morning,
always
everybody.
Always the smartest person in the room, only because she has a PhD.
No other reason.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, she wouldn't be so smart.
No, I get that. I get that all the time.
And then what we do, every week is we come up with a different intro, but today we're gonna skip the different intro today. You know why? Because I got a really special guest. So I got to talk about this. This is kind of interesting. So, as you guys know, I'm a big Trump supporter, of course, and, you know, I'm a MAGA Republican. I'm wearing my Trump hat right now because, hey, I should wear my Trump hat because Trump really was the president. I don't care what anybody says. I just got thrown off YouTube, didn't I?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
They might throw you off Facebook now, too. I think right. they might have lost their account.
Actually, I think YouTube is finally agreeing that you're allowed to talk about election fraud now, which is exactly what it was. So I'm actually at a Trump rally about, I don't know, maybe it was about 4 months ago. And it's funny because I'm sitting next to my friend who is actually one of our students. And I nudge him and I go, hey, I wonder if Mike Lindell is going to come to this event. And he laughs at me and he goes, dude, he's sitting right behind you. And it was so funny. I turned around and go, there's Mike Lindell. And I always wanted to meet like Mike Lindell. I think Mike Lindell is one of the coolest people. And, just because, he's a great entrepreneur. He's certainly a patriot. And we start talking. And I realize that this guy is not only a great patriot and a great entrepreneur, but he's like one of the nicest people I've ever met. He's just really, really sweet guy.
So I think you might want to just say who he is for those of us who don't know who Mike Lindell is.
You think that there's actually somebody out there who doesn't know who Mike Lindell is, huh?
I think that there were a handful of people who didn't know who he was.
Okay, so Mike Lindell is the MyPillow guy.
See? And how hard is it to say that?
I don't know, but,
I'm just saying. Not everybody knows you.
I'm trying to bring him into the show here,
All right.
And, you're interrupting me.
Yes.
What are you, Omri?
Today I am.
For you guys who listen to the show, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So anyway, so I start talking to Mike Lindell. I take a picture. And, one of my coaches always says, when you take a picture of somebody, always get their cell phone number
to send
them the picture.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, now I got Mike Lindell's phone number. So I reach out to him and I said, hey, how can I help? And we started talking and he's talking about some other things. And we're going to bring him on in about 2 seconds. But I wanted to just, let you guys know that this is just it's an honor for me. And Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thanks for having me on.
That's awesome, man. Thanks for being here, man. It's such an honor to have you on here because it's really, really cool. First of all, we're a show that talks about how to build businesses. We actually have a school. I don't even know how much you know about me, but we have a school where we teach real estate investing. We teach the stock market, and we teach people how to build businesses. And your story, the story of MyPillow, to me, is just fascinating to me. But you even go back further to some really bad stuff in your life. And, I just thought it'd be awesome for you to talk about your story first, and let's get into what you're doing now. So tell us a little bit about your story when you were a teenager and how rough that was.
Yeah, well, I came from a divorced family in 1969. I was born in 61, so I was like 7 years old, 8 years old when my parents divorced. And divorces weren't common back then. And I was put into a new school where I didn't know anybody. And I became kind of two things, either very shy, I didn't want to talk to people, or I would show off. And and I don't know if that, if what that really manifested to, but I remember being at my 5-year class reunion, and I hadn't really done anything yet. They had all my schoolmates there. They had finished college, some had started families, and others had advanced their career with their job. Well, I had worked at a drive-in movie theater and a grocery store, been fired at the grocery store, dropped out of college in the first quarter. And like I say, I wasn't where I wanted to be in life, where I thought I could be. But I took over that reunion. I remember taking over that class reunion and told them about, I owed the mafia money on football bets. I was betting football when I was 17, 18 years old, owed them 10, $10,000, $15,000, making a you know, making $6 an hour, and they come to break my legs. Or I told them about getting 17 traffic tickets on a motorcycle, outrunning the cops 2 days in a row, and then falling asleep on a motorcycle, going skydiving, crashing my motorcycle, then my parachute not opening all in the same day. And everyone was mesmerized in the thing, but I got home that night. I remember laying in bed, you know, everybody's, you know, I kind of took over the class reunion, but I got home and I'm laying in bed with this deep sadness. I really wanted what they had. It was a lonely existence. And that manifested into, you know, I started cocaine. I was a cocaine addict, and then I was a very functioning addict, and my prayers were answered. I wanted to get married. I wanted to have kids and a family. And I think people out there, a lot of people think addiction is just someone in the street that, homeless. But that's not true. It doesn't matter how many forks you eat with. Addiction affects all of us. And my wife and I at the time, we were very functioning addicts. And, we raised four kids, but but throughout that whole time, I had another track going on where I became, deep into addiction, but, you know, functioning addicts. But I also was an entrepreneur. I would do different things. Which is like my sister, I remember her popping a waterbed on the third story of an apartment complex, and I became a carpet cleaner because I cleaned up the mess. And so that was a company I had for a year or more even. And then I did a lunch wagon business. I bought different business contract for deed. So I would always say, you know, I was an entrepreneur at heart, and I would, they'd be successful where things would happen. I'd have to, one of the things I got into was a bar that I bought in 1990, and probably not a good place for an addict, but I had that.
I was actually going to say that too. So I just got to, you're going on, and I appreciate it. We have a lot of time, but I'm going to ask you something. So you were an addict up until what age? When did you get into recovery? I guess you're always an addict, right?
I invented my pillow in 2004, and I quit crack. I was into crack cocaine by then, on January 16, 2009, I quit everything overnight by the grace of God. I never and never looked back.
So your phone is cut out a little bit. I'm not sure if it's a headset you're using or something, but just so you know, I mean, we can hear you, but it's got like clicks. So just so you know, I don't know if you could do something with it.
Okay, I'm bumping it on my head here, on my face. Can you hear me? Is that better now?
Yeah.
Is that better now?
Better. Yeah.
Okay. In 2008, it's very interesting. Remember my pillow I invented in 2004, 20 years ago this summer, and it was a parallel track. I had, I would do home shows and fairs and stuff, and I was turned down at all the box stores, but interesting enough, kind of where I'm at today. I ended up getting divorced of 20 years, woke up and we were actually making the pillows in our living room and labeling them and stuff. And we had pretty much lost everything, and it was lights out. She left me. She couldn't take it anymore. And we divorced, a really fast divorce, 20 years. And then, it got into 2007, 2008. In the spring of 2008, something interesting happened. I was up for about 14 days with no sleep downtown Minneapolis. I come out of the bedroom and I'm at one of my drug dealers' house, and all three of the biggest drug dealers were there, and they knew each other, but they had never met. And they said, "We're cutting you off. You've been up for 14 days. And I said, "What is this, an intervention?" They said, "Call it whatever you want, Mike." The one guy left, the other guy sat up and asked him how much crack cocaine I had left. And I showed him, and by 2:30 in the morning, I was out of crack, and he had fell asleep. And I went down to the streets of Minneapolis, and I couldn't get crack anywhere. Nobody would sell it to me. They had gotten the word out. I came back upstairs, and that dealer, he says, "How'd that work out for you?" And he said, He said, man, you've been telling us for years that you're going to quit someday and you're going to help us all out of this addiction world we're living in.
Wow.
And he says, we're not going to let you die on us. And he said, wow, give me your phone. I'm going to take a picture. He took a picture of me and he said, Dan, you're going to need that for that book you've been telling us you're going to write someday, which that
That's
is
wild.
On the cover of my book. And
so
two of those three dealers, two of those three dealers are born-again Christians and they work for me now.
Wow, so the angel was in a crack dealer. That's amazing to me. That's an amazing story that they actually intervened. That's amazing. So I have to ask. That blows my mind. So let's go into real quick. So MyPillow. So you came up with the idea of MyPillow. You said you were making it in your bedroom, in your house, which is pretty awesome.
No. This is no. When I invented it, took a year to invent, and we tried everything. We had foam flying around the neighborhood. Tried over 92 different kinds of foams. And. And when I finally came up with it, I went to actually the first place I went was a Bed Bath & Beyond. I said, I have the best pillow ever. How many would you like? And I was so excited. They said, you need to leave now. And but I ended up doing a kiosk. Someone said, do a kiosk. I said, how do you spell that? And they said, so we ended up doing this kiosk. And we went further in debt there because I couldn't sell to people. I was very almost shy, reserved because I couldn't be on drugs when I was obviously selling, and I had these two parallel tracks going on. But the kiosk kind of was a failure. But one guy that had bought a pillow from me, one of the few days I was there, I'd given him my phone number, and he called me that January, and he said, are you the guy that invented this pillow here in Minneapolis? And I said, yeah, or Minnesota. And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, this changed my life. And he says, I run the Minneapolis Home and Garden Show. Would you like a spot in there? And I said, sure. I didn't have any money. I gave him a check to hold. And I went in there and sold like 19 pillows the first day. But I put a table in front of me so the people couldn't invade my space because I had this fear of rejection. You don't get rejected if you don't talk.
I can't imagine you not talking.
Oh, it was terrible. It was terrible. But when I had that in front of me, the table, I could talk. And I sold like 19. And the people came back the next day and paid to get back in to tell me how the pillow had helped them.
Wow.
And it made me feel so good. It wasn't about the money. It was about that I had helped them.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't get over that feeling. And I just kept doing shows and fairs. And then when I quit everything on January 16, 2009, it's a funny story. 2 years later, I told everyone, all my friends and family, I said, let's pool our money. I had a dream. We're going to be the biggest infomercial in the world. And like I say, I couldn't talk. Well, we went to do in August of 2011, we went to film this infomercial, and this producer was there from California. He had come in, and me and this gal were doing our reads. And he texted the other guy, he said, this is the worst guy I've ever seen. He'll never make it on TV. Why am I here? The guy says, he's paying you, just humor him. And the next day, it was a live audience. And I walked in there, and I'm reading the teleprompter. It took an hour to do one line. I was just terrified, absolutely terrified of public speaking. And, I mean, beyond belief. And then I said, can we take away the teleprompter and put a table in, just like, kind of like a security blanket, put a table in front of me, just like I did those shows for years. And then it went off, and it launched October 7, 2011, in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., and I had 10 employees, and 40 days later, I had 500 employees. It was the number
That's
one
amazing.
Infomercial in the world.
Wow. So real quick, I just want to let everybody know what they're listening to. This is Larry Steinitz. This is Investor Schooling Live. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Deb, and of course, the most amazing guest, Mike Lindell from MyPillow, and he's telling us the story of MyPillow, and I'm just so excited to have him here. So, we have a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to our radio show. What kind of advice would you give a young entrepreneur who is, struggling in their business?
There's a couple different things. One of them is look for when you're first starting out, whether you're inventing something or whether you have invented something or whether you're going into a business, go to someone you trust that's been there. If you can, that's really important because you don't want to waste a lot of time on things that don't work that he may have tried or or things that do work. And this is also important. Look for your deviations and blocks, especially your deviations. What I mean by that is if you're in business and you see something that's a deviation that goes up that's good, you want to duplicate that. If you have a deviation that's bad, don't look at it as the end of the world. Look at it as, hey, this happened. How can I correct it? And how can I make sure it doesn't happen again? Those are very important. The other thing I would say is treat every customer like it's your only customer, because I've been there. I drove pillows all the way across Wisconsin one time because the delivery and the mail didn't get there in time for his birthday. And, you know, I've done things like that. But every customer like it's your only customer, and then treat every employee like it's your only employee. And it just makes for an atmosphere. I have like 1,500 employees now, and we're like a big family, and we have careers, not jobs, and at MyPillow. And by the grace of God, that's why MyPillow has made it to all the attacks.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a little while, but I want to concentrate a little bit on the MyPillow side, only because, yep, like I said, we have so many entrepreneurs who listen to our show. That's what our show's about. It's about entrepreneurship. So you, like I said, right, you being a successful entrepreneur is just exciting to our audience. Absolutely.
I want to tell one thing, and I'm going to show you that why something, the deviations are so important in the. In the spring, you know, like I said, in 2011, we became the number one infomercial in the world. We took in $100 million over 6 months, but I woke up that May of 2012, and I was $6 million in debt, and I didn't use a bank. I had never used a bank. They wouldn't give me any money or borrow me any money.
Yep.
But I learned so much. I kind of reeled it in. I pulled so many things in-house then, and I learned from 2012. I learned so much. I kind of took apart each part of the business and said, what went wrong here? What went wrong here? What went wrong here? Because we had the volume, but there was so many things that I learned from that 2012, and it was able to correct everything to get to, you know, this huge company. But if 2012 had not happened, we might not be here today. And so that's what I say to entrepreneurs is really watch these deviations. Learn from someone that's been there. First of all, grab as much knowledge as you can, and then in your own right, you know, learn from mistakes that are made. Everyone's going to make mistakes, but don't think of it, because you'll look back and you'll say, "Well, this had to happen just the way it did in order for me to get here." And so that's some advice. And deviations and blocks. I run my company a little different than corporate America. 500 of my employees have my direct phone number, and they will call me if there's any deviations or they're blocked. And I think in any company, a small business especially, you want the employees to be able to come to you openly and say, hey, I got a problem here, and not try and maybe, because if they try and solve it themselves, you might have already been through it, or you go someone that's like I say, that's been there. Because a lot of times too, reacting in real time, a lot of small business don't have time like the corporations. Well, in third quarter, we're down 6%. Let's change our advertising budget, blah, blah, blah. And then if someone in the corporate world, they're not going to go to the CEO. If they see a blatant mistake, they'll try and maybe fix it in a big group. And we have the biggest problem is when someone comes over to MyPillow from corporate America, because they're not used to being able to go around to the CEO or going around to. We run it a little different. We run it just so you can keep moving and in real time. What if we treat every show or every outlet too like it's our only part of the business, or you know, whatever your business is, treat every part. What if I had to live on just this piece or this show? Well, you'd want to make it as best as you could make it, and anybody that has inventions out there or products, the best thing to do is do home shows and fairs. We call it the trenches out there. You do those and you learn from your customers. You get feedback from your customers. And that is so important to just take that in like a vacuum cleaner and learn from it to improve your product and improve the customer experience.
So you said something interesting a little while ago. You didn't use banks, which is interesting because we actually teach that. Never, you know, banks are not going to help you. But you would, and then you said you were $6 million in debt. So where did you get that money from? Was it friends and family? Was it investors? How did you?
No. The six million in debt was vendors. You know, when you bought product and stuff, because you had credit, credit with all your with your creditors. So all of a sudden, I owed the four biggest creditors, which all this money, and I'm going, wow, it's going to take me years to pay this back. Well, then I had to look at it all and say, well, what if I bring this in house? What if I do this? And I had to make a decision to change the course we were on and track. That's why you see promo codes out there tracking each individual ad like it's my only ad. So we're tracking thousands and thousands of promo codes and 1-800 numbers every day so that if I run an ad that costs $1,000, if I don't at least break even on that, I don't run it again. It's like having a big baseball team and you bat is 300 hitters. So when you see my pillow on TV a lot or on radio, that means that particular ad is making money or breaking even at least. I don't brand. I never had a lot of people. They got to be very careful on that. Entrepreneurs are getting into business. Branding can break you if you spend it wrong, especially the world we're in now. You can spend money on Google ads or Zuckerberg's Facebook and just get taken to the cleaners if you don't know what you're doing. And paying an outside source isn't always necessarily the answer, too. That's why I say it's really important to learn from someone that's maybe been there or take in at least all the knowledge you can grab. And there's a lot of stuff you can grab yourself without letting people on to what you're doing or what you're, you know. That's another problem we have in our country is products get copied by big companies and that's another problem that we have that the big box stores take them in, copy it in China and bring it into their, we won't name no names, but a lot of them start with W.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get it. Yeah. But it's all branding too. I mean, you know, the MyPillow brand is just an amazing brand. You've made it a household name. People talk about it. And it's funny because you got people who love it or people hate it. By the way, I have four of them on my bed right now, and I love it. Even my dog loves his MyPillow. I think I showed you that picture when we met.
Well, I don't know what you mean that people hate it. We've sold 80-some million MyPillows, and there's different size lofts. So anyone that's ever tried a MyPillow, the only reason you would not want that it wouldn't work is because of the height. Sleep is all about height and temperature. So that's what my pillow is, a pillow you can adjust and get your height. That's the distance from your head to your bed. There's a whole science behind my pillow. And anyone that's ever said, I'll give an example. A long time ago, you know, we fit our hosts. And so it goes back to Don Imus when I had Don Imus and I got him fitted for his my pillow and it changed his life. You know, sleep is so important to get your REM and Delta sleep cycles and not have sleep interruptions. Well, when your neck is bent, you'll get sleep interruptions. You'll use your arm, fold your pillow, all these things. Well, if you have a pillow you can adjust where it's not too thick or too thin, that's the perfect, you know, everybody wants a soft pillow, but they want it to stay there. That's a fallacy that, oh, I like a firm pillow. No, you just want one with more height. Everybody would love soft to their face if it would stay there. I'll give you an example. So this couple, I won't say who they are. You know, they're pretty famous names. I went to meet them about 7 years ago, and we walked in. I was in California. They're big radio hosts, and she walks in, and I had never met her. She goes, oh, I love your MyPillow. It's made in the USA. You can wash and dry it. I said, you hate the pillow. And he looks, he goes, I told you he would know. And it's probably too thick for you. She said, yes. How did you know? I said, you probably sleep on down. And it's too thick for you. And I said, down is ruined, people, because it's just air. Down is down, and you get all these sleep interruptions. And I said, you need a thinner one. We have four different levels. Well, I gave her that level, and now she couldn't stop talking about it because it's like having a shirt that's too small or too big. Before my pillow came along, it was the only product out there where it didn't. go by body size, which it should, or it adjust it to the thickness from you keeping your neck straight at night, whether you're back, sleep, or stomach, or side. And that's the whole science behind my pillow, was the adjustability of it. And all those things, the add-ons, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, you can wash and dry it. All those are just bonuses. They don't mean anything if the product doesn't work.
You're awesome. I'm listening to you, and you are absolutely, completely engaged in your product, and I think that's fascinating. You know, I do the same thing. So it was interesting. You said something before. You said that find someone who does what you're doing and learn from them. And I found it interesting because, first of all, nobody's ever marketed a pillow the way you market a pillow. So how did you find people to learn from to market something that no one's marketed before?
Right. There's another thing out there for entrepreneurs, for inventors, that it's called problem solution. So what I did, I had problems with pillows my whole life. And when I set out, I knew what I wanted with the, I thought, well, I need something I can adjust that, why would I, I don't want to be too high or too low. They had come, down, it goes down, and it's a false sense of security. And I knew that, they had come out with memory foam in the late 90s, and that was hot, and it was one size fits all. So you're right. I had to go in completely blind, but I did have one thing. I knew, and I talked to other people, and they all had the same problem with pillows I had. Then I found out that the average person back then, when it was my studies, had bought 40 pillows per person in a 10-year period that didn't work. It was the number one sold non-disposable product in the world that didn't work. The average person at that time had 6 pillows per person per household in the United States and Canada. So I had done the research that way, but when I finally got the pillow, like I say, it was giving it to people, and that's where and giving it to different people, trying to go, wow, this is like, game. It's a game changer. It changed. Now, a lot of the stuff surprised me how everybody had the exact problem I had, but I had asked around, and when this solved that problem, it was just a matter of time. It was kind of like, there's an old shampoo commercial years ago that said, and they tell two friends, and they tell two friends, and so on and so on. When you make a product that can help people, I think that was a big bonus with my pillow. I do know that my pillow was an anomaly in the marketing sense of it, because they're on the front end of an infomercial. Only one country in the world makes money, and that's in Japan. And otherwise, they're doing it to make their it's cheaper marketing. You just bring you sell some on TV, but you would never make the cost of the ads. So then it's just to go into the big box stores for maybe 3-4 months, and then you're gone. And because the big companies have all the shelves. So I learned so much, like I say, in the home shows and fairs and kiosks and from the customers to get, and things change, now things change. You have so much digital marketing going on now, and you got to kind of learn as you go what the current footprint is out there. But yeah, we were very blessed with my pillow, and it was but it was problem solution, because I did not have anyone to go to and said, hey, in fact, I was laughed at everywhere. Even my own friends going, Mike's going to invent the pillow. What is he on, crack? Yeah, I was at the time too. That's another, it's like, but this consumed me over here. I didn't sit and smoke crack inventing the pillow. It totally took me off all my drugs for that time inventing. I was so, I felt good inside that I was going to, invent something or do something that would help people. And like I say, those first people that I sold them to, and they came back, all of them came back that next day, and I could see it in their eyes. They go, this changed my life. And at that point, when we did that infomercial, we were the number one infomercial in the world. It was every channel. This isn't a political thing. I had just as many ads on CNN and MSNBC as Fox, ABC, CBS. To this day, right, we still advertise on every channel. It's not because now I'm branded with politically that people on the left don't buy my pillow. They absolutely do. They because it works, and they you know, did I ever think that it would sell, you know, 80 some million My Pillows and get this big? Probably not, but I just knew that it worked, and that everybody should have one, you know, and yeah, it wasn't about the money. It's never been about the money with me. That's the thing too. And one of the things too, I tell you inventors out there, when you talk about a product, do the problem solution and then figure out the price point. One of the things is I changed the paradigm with pillows. Pillows were $5 to $10 in Walmart and Target back then. And I had to change it to, you know, My Pillow came out around $59, $69 for a queen size pillow because of the cost involved. Pillows you couldn't wash and dry back then. That was another thing I wanted to give people value and put it, you know, we had a 10-year warranty on them. And pillow companies thought it was nuts. They're going, they wanted to go around me, get the patent and never make, put My Pillow on the market because it takes so many, they'd rather just sell you over and over and over and over again pillows that would wear out in a year, year and a half. And you could keep My Pillow clean and people thought it was nuts, big companies, but I wanted to give people value and they, you know, they paid for it. So, like I say, I reverse engineered the problem solution and siloed out each problem and each solution, making them non-allergenic, all the things that I would want. I would do my own research. And interestingly enough, when I invented My Pillow, not one thing was changed on it in 20 years until this year. Last year, there was a thread available in the United States, a cooling thread. And I said, you know what? We should try and make a fabric out of that. And we did, and hence the MyPillow 2.0 when we came out with that in January. That was the first thing because sleep is all about height and temperature. That's it, period. Your neck, keeping your neck straight and keeping it at the right temperature. Well, and to not to get hot. And MyPillow would not get hot, but now we have with MyPillow 2.0, you know, memory foam can get hot, but My Pillow would not get hot. It was built to not get hot. But now My Pillow 2.0 actually has the cooling thread. So if a person tends to be hot, it offsets that, and it's a beautiful sleep.
That's great because, you know, that's one of the things I struggle with the most is when I'm in my bed. And, you know, I think about it, and I realize that every part of my body except for my head now and my neck is not as hot except for my head and my neck. So I'm going to give you a testimonial on that one because you're absolutely correct. That is really true. And I remember years ago that being a problem. So you're right. That's amazing. Yeah.
And you learn so many things. I've learned so many things. And when I came out, when My Pillow was sued in, I don't know, 2016, I guess, all these claims, these weren't claims that I made. These were testimonials, which I had to send to these horrible lawyers in California, these attorney generals, and say, these are a quarter million testimonials from My Pillow of people claiming it helped all these different things. And I didn't think, well, what's wrong with that, showing people's testimonials? So I had to pay out, $1 million to settle with them on a lawsuit. And, but it's just disgusting. These were the people saying what it did for them. But each one would have a different problem sleeping, and it would solve that problem. And they'd tell 10 more people, or they'd buy them for their families. It's been an amazing run.
That's awesome. I just want to take a minute to let everybody know, in case you just joined us, this is Larry Steinhaus, and I'm here with Dr. Deb, my co-host, and we are on Investor Schooling Live. And obviously, if you want to take a class these are the kind of people I hang out with. So if you want to take a class this week, go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com, and we can help you build your business. We can help you learn about how to invest in real estate. I bet you have a lot of real estate, Mike.
No, I don't. I've got a pickup truck in my house. Most of the money I've made over my life, and now it's gone. But with all this election stuff that I put tens of millions into, I put all my money in when I came out of addiction and made all the money at My Pillow. I have a LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, which is free to addicts online. I built that. I had my foundation. I helped. I thought my calling was going to be just to keep going around and helping people out of addiction and helping them to the Lord, but they. Then this election stuff came. So, no, I don't buy. Interesting enough, though, I did have a real estate license way back in the day when I was. I took the test. I never sold a house. I passed the test. I took it for a week and learned about it. I was going to be an agent, and then I got in trouble in the eighties, and
they won't let you be an agent. But actually, so we actually teach real estate investing. So Mike, if you don't have any money, that's exactly what we teach. We teach people how to invest in real estate with absolutely no money. So we need to get together, bring you to class, and teach you how to do that. But I do want to get into.
Well, I bought and sold plenty of stuff with no money. I'll tell you that. I bought a bar, the nightclub once, just on a contract for deed, very little money down. And there's, you know, I've done a lot of different things. It's just that at this time I've had, you know, it's my pillow and my businesses. And I started mystore.com too, which for USA entrepreneurs, that's mystore.com. Yeah. So my focus has been on different things other than real estate right now, but
I get it. And actually, let's get into that a little bit. So you become the most hated CEO of the left, and that's because you are continuing to claim, of course, that Trump won the election, and I'm right beside you on that one. And also how election is, I don't know, you can't even have an election anymore. It's who the Democrats appoint to be president now. And let's talk a little bit about that and about your journey in that. And, you know, I know it's hurt you financially,
okay,
but I'm pretty impressed at your perseverance.
Right. Well, here, and I'm going to have a little bit different viewpoint than when you say Democrat. I'm going to start with this. The Democrats wanted these electronic voting machines gone for 2 decades, including Senator Amy Klobuchar. 2 decades. Right. And when we had the 2020 election in November and December, right after that election, I look at numbers every day. I did my own investigation, looked into these deviations. One of the most glaring things I didn't understand, was every state had non-residents vote in that state that didn't live there. And even every county I checked out. So like Nevada, you know, thousands of people voted in Nevada that didn't live there. Now, I could not imagine all these people going, hey, let's go vote for Biden. Let's run into Nevada for them. And it didn't make sense. People are genuinely good people. You couldn't get that mass amount of people, millions of people, to do this. And I said it had to be done with computers. Well, then on January 9th of 2021, I got evidence given to me on a silver platter. And I wouldn't shut up about it. My business, they tried to destroy me. I was the number one hit target in the world, the number one story in the world, and it never let up in the spring of 2021. I went on Jimmy Kimmel back then. He attacked me, but I wanted to get the word out. The only way I got the word out was the bad media attacking me, period. And I had to do that. I had to let them attack me. I talked to them every day because we lost Fox News, Newsmax. We lost all conservative media out there. They would not talk because of a thing called lawfare. Smartmatic sued Fox News on February 4th of 2021, and that day forward, they never, ever been able to have anyone on to talk about in the elections, period. And that includes 2,000 meals, which wasn't even machines. Now, here's what I believe, that they're, you know, this isn't about overturning the 2020 election anymore. For me, it's been about when I found out what I did in January of 21, Jimmy Kimmel asked me on stage or on that back in that spring. He said, Mike, if the shoe is on the other foot and your friend Donald Trump was selected, so you say, would you still be sounding the alarm? And I said, absolutely, I would. This isn't about who won that election or not, or who was selected. This is about every election going forward in history. And what I believe now, what we have found over the last 3 years, all this is this uniparty. I believe what came into our country, deep state globalist uniparty. Now, the Democrats that wanted to get rid of the machine, they just love it, you know, that they, you know, that they're in now. But when people say to me, you know, Mike, what's been your biggest block to secure our election platforms? Bar none, it's been the uniparty Republicans. That's your Robin Vosses of Wisconsin, your Brad Rassenbergers of Georgia. Sure. I go into all these states like Alabama, Missouri, Mississippi, Texas, Kentucky, And you would think that the Republicans would go, hey, let's look into these problems we have with our elections. But they don't. They block it and they block it. But that's all changing, everybody. I've got a great plan out there that we're doing right now. You guys can check it out at LindellPlan.com. LindellPlan.com. Check it out. I've laid it all out. We're going to have secure elections. We already have 100 counties that are going to go to paper ballots by 2024 that are committed to that. The RNC just said they just passed a resolution in August. When I ran for RNC chair, a lot came out of that, everybody. It wasn't in vain. And they passed a resolution in August, the RNC did, paper ballots, hand-counted, same-day voting, precinct level, and signature required. So there's a lot of great things going on. No judge has ever looked at the evidence in the United States based on merit. Not one judge has. Not one. They've kicked it out for standing, or they've kicked it out, or they've made sanction. That's all changing, as you guys know, that as people now, they're able to talk about this because we've got to fix these things now and secure our elections. I don't care. This isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. This is a people thing. This is united the people, by the way. Donald Trump has united the people. If you talk to anyone on the street, they see how bad our country's going towards what's happening now. And they're coming into this common sense bucket, pouring in from both sides, going, hey, we all want a joyful time while we're here. We don't want open borders, fentanyl pouring across and people dying of overdose and losing hope for our country. If it doesn't make sense and doesn't help either party, they have a hidden agenda. And that's where we're sitting right now in this world.
Yeah, we can't have people crossing over the border that are drug addicts and inventing my pillows, right? It was a bad joke. I get it. even Dr.
Right,
Deb gave
right.
me a nasty
down.
Look
right,
on that
right.
bad joke. But right, so all right. So you know, a lot of people say that you know you're crazy. You're a fraud. You don't know what you're talking about. You're supposed to produce evidence. Now, I mean, I look at this, and I'm an outsider, and I didn't even get anywhere near If you're at the 50-foot view, I'm probably at the 50,000-foot view of what I saw in the elections. I mean, I saw, you know, you saw Trump was leading for days, and then every day another state went his way. And this happened, you know, apparently it happened because of mail-in ballots. What do you think of the mail-in ballot concept?
It's horrible because they're able to pull people off the dirty voter rolls. Every county, I'm gonna take both of those things apart. What you just said, every county in the United States in the 2020 election had people vote within that county that didn't live there or they were deceased. Now, people didn't do that. Computers did it. They've lied to us and said none of these computers were online. I encourage everybody to go to LindellPlan.com and you will see what we've got there. You watch these videos and you watch. They all lied to us. They are online, and we have devices now that will show they're online. But I will say this, when people say, well, Mike didn't have any evidence, I'm going to tell you where the evidence is. You can go to Frank's Speech, my platform. We've got up there, it says inside the machines. All the evidence has been there for a year and a half, shown right there. What's inside the machines, all the evidence, but nobody will talk about it. Fox News isn't going to put it on. And by the way, the two big lawsuits or three big lawsuits against Mike Lindell and MyPillow, I've given the 32 terabytes that I was handed on January 9th of 21. I've given it to them. That's why I asked Dominion to sue me, was to be able to present that evidence that the whole world would see. They've had it in their hands. The whole world can look at it. PCAPs, everything. Dennis Montgomery just got through another testimonial yesterday, another deposition. So what's happened is the media is out there. When you have the media, they just kept saying, oh, there's no evidence. There's no evidence. There's evidence. That we have evidence. We even have the cast vote records now that come right out of the machines. And every single county that we had in the 2020 election was computer manipulated. Everyone. We have one third of all the counties. And this came right from the Secretary of State's office. So what's happening is they have the media, and they have the media, and we don't have our media a big enough voice yet to get the word out there. That's why with my plan, we're going from the county up, and we're going to fix our elections going forward. And when we get the right people in office, then we can maybe circle back and see things that happened and people that should be put in prison for what they tried to do to our country, but they didn't get away with it.
So what do you think of Mike Johnson, Speaker of the House, coming in?
I think it's one of the best things that ever happened. He was all about, election too. We have to fix our election platform. We needed someone like that, and that's just another area which I'll be going there. I will be bringing everything I have. Right now, I became like a hub of a wheel. I have what's called the Cause of America. I have 300,000 people on the ground in all 50 states. I do a call every Monday to lead them. And I also have the Election Crime Bureau, which I run, which I set up. So we'll be bringing all this stuff now. We'll be able to bring stuff to get change done. I think he's the best thing that could have happened. I'm grateful. I think it's God's divine intervention there. They get him in there. And he's from Louisiana too. I've spent so much time in Louisiana. They're fighters down there for their election integrity. Our election, I don't like that word. It's a weak word. I tell you, their election to fix their election platforms and the election crime that's went on. But I think he's great.
So let me ask you real quick. We actually have about 10 minutes. I'm wondering if you would mind taking some phone calls from the audience.
Absolutely.
So if anybody wants to call in, it's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. You can talk to Mike Lindell, ask some questions about MyPillow, about the election, about his life. 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. Let me say it one more time. 855-939-1137. So Mike, it's funny. I was, on my way here, I get an email from you, of course, from Frank Speech. And I'm curious to know why you have Frank Speech selling MyPillow.
Well, because we advertise MyPillow everywhere, and Frank Speech is the platform I set up. We have other advertisers on there too, most of the time, MyPillow outsells anything else that's out there advertised. So it's been a good marriage there. But we have other advertisers too, and it's worked out pretty good. By the way, everybody, you can use promo code Mike today on this show.
So you're breaking up again. So give it again.
Yeah. By the way, everybody, you can use promo code Mike for this show today if you want. I know people are texting me all the time saying why don't I have a promo code? You were on a show but you can use the promo code Mike. But we have Frank Speech. I set up Frank Speech because what scared me back in 2021. After 3 months, the media went completely silent on me after I came out with the movie Absolute Proof. So that scared me. You can have all the evidence in the world, and you can have a voice out there, but if you don't have a platform to speak out, it's over. You nothing will matter. It'll be like a tree falling in the forest, and if no one's there to hear it, did it really fall? And that scared me. And that's why I put all that millions of dollars into the platform Frank Speech and Lindell TV.
Now you've actually gotten pretty hurt a little bit with financially because of all of this. You've been sued. You've been paying legal yep. fees, and it's funny because I contributed recently to your offense fund, which was I thought was interesting.
Offense fund,
because I thought that was pretty
there's three tracks there. There's three tracks at MyPillow. They've just attacked, canceled all the retailers, the box stores, and everything. And here they've done nothing. That's an employee-owned company. These employees have not got a stock dividend for 2 years. They've been attacked, and their lawyer bills were so high. Their lawyer bills were $2 million a month, and I finally said, enough's enough. I'm not going to drive the company into the ground. I ran out of money to subsidize anything. I have zero money left. And that was true because I was doing everything else in the country with the offense fund. I'm out there. Everything you see out there, like let's say it's Arizona with Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham with a lawsuit to get rid of the machines, I finance that. These things, I put tens of millions of dollars into that, but then I ran out. So then the media, they're all over the news. Mike Lindell, MyPillow's going under. We finally shut him up, Well, they're wrong. I'm never shutting up until this country's. I love this country, and we're going to win.
So hold on. We actually got people online, but real quick, somebody, we also do this on live on Facebook and other places. So somebody on YouTube is actually asking a question real quick. What was the name of the website that he said to check out about the election fraud? So what was the website you gave?
It's LindellPlan.com. LindellPlan.com. LindellPlan.com.
All right, let's get Frank in Philly. What's going on, Frank?
How you doing, Mike?
How you doing?
Hello?
He's there.
How are you doing today?
Okay, ask your question, Frank. Now. We only got a little bit of time.
Okay, I just got a quick question. What are your true feelings on the 2024 election on who's going to be our next president? I run a small business myself, and I've seen nothing but the decline coming up since we elected our last president. And some days I just feel like I want to sell my business. Some days I feel like I want to keep it. But I know if we go into 2024 the same way we went into the last election, I think we're all doomed and done.
Yes, I agree. But God's given us grace for right now. See, all the things that have happened, even the bad things going on right now, everybody, is pouring more people into this common sense bucket. I will have these. I really believe my team will have these elections secure enough by the 2024 election that Donald Trump will win in a landslide.
So.
And now you know when I talk to him, he goes, "Do you think we? You know, it's just, there's so much damage. How fast can it be fixed?" Well, I think he's proven that he can do things pretty fast. He's pretty good at what he does, and I think that's what everybody. If we don't have him, I don't know where this country will go because they're just trying to destroy it.
Look what this guy. Yep. Look at this guy Biden. I mean, two wars already, and we're actually on third war, and World War III is 6 months away if somebody doesn't stop this idiot. Actually, we're gonna move real quick. Let's go over to Mark in Turnersville. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, I just want to tell Mike that thank you for being a good patriot. Everyone in your audience, Larry, should purchase his product. This is what we should do. We should sponsor people that share our vision and that are pro America. And I just want to say thank you, Mike, for what you're doing. I did buy your product for a few of my homes, and I love them. I mean, not only are they good, I would just personally buy your product anyway because of what you stand for and for the guts that you have. So I just wanted to personally say thank you to you, and I hope your audience, Larry, will support Mike as well too.
Thank you, Mike. That's great.
Well, thank you. Awesome.
Real quick,
yeah,
Mike.
Thank you,
Mike. Give him the website for the offensive fund. Is that Frank's
speech? Yeah. Here, you guys, if you want to help out and help save our country, go to LindellOffenseFund.org. 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 And that would be absolutely awesome if you guys do that.
And you guys know I made contributions to Trump. I made contributions to this fund, other Republican candidates. So you guys all know that.
I can give a number too. I'll give a number out too. It's 800-598-6747. You can call and donate that way. It's 800-598-6747. 800-598-6747. And they my operators they'll take the order right over the phone too, because this is my biggest thing right now is we've got this plan going and we've got 2 weeks to this election on November 7th. You're going to see stuff, this thing unfold, and everything we do this fall is going to help 2024 secure our election. So we're well ahead of we're way out in front of this, everybody. We've been working on this 2 years.
That's awesome, man. Let's get David. What's going on, David?
Yes, good morning. Mike, I want to begin by saying you are the Patrick Henry of our time.
Well,
okay? You are a true American patriot, and you will go down in history. Your name will not be forgotten. Okay? Your name will not be forgotten. But I also want to add, I have several MyPillow products, and I love them. I have four MyPillows. Okay? I have two pairs of your men's pajamas, which are the most comfortable pajamas. I practically can't even sleep in anything but those, okay? And I have your My Slippers, which are absolutely extraordinary and so well made that looks like they're going to last a lifetime. I can't even wear these things out. Yep. Okay?
Right.
But so your products, Mike, are superb. Okay? But more important than your products is what you're doing for the United States of America. And I'm going to repeat it. You are the Patrick Henry of our age. Your name will go down in history. You will never be forgotten by the American people. That's all I have to say.
Well, awesome. God bless you. And it's funny he says that. The president, when we talked a couple weeks ago, he said the same thing. He goes, Mike, you know, when I say president, our real president, of course, everybody. And president, exactly. He says to me, he goes, Mike, you're the Patrick Henry of our lifetime. He goes, they're going to build a statue of you so big, but he goes, of course, they'll tear it down right away.
Yeah, they'll tear it down 20 years from now, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, well, he said, but he was, you know, he got such a good sense of humor, but he goes, of course, they'll tear it down right away. We got to get me in office. We got to get this straightened out.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, so Mike, we got like tons of calls, and we have zero time, but we have one more guy. Let me get this guy in. His name is Mario. What's going on, Mario? Are you there? Mario? Can you hear us, Mario? Hey, Mikey. Oh, he dropped off. Okay. Yeah, just throw the next person on, Glenn. I don't care who it is. Okay, that's fine. Connect him. Connect him. What's going on? I don't know who you are. This is Larry Steinus. I'm here with Mike Lindell. What's your name?
Ice Cream Gary.
Oh, it's Ice Cream Gary. Talk to Mike Lindell. You got like 2 minutes.
Okay, Mike. Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Mike. How about the Hunter Biden laptop and all that illegal business in his corrupt family?
Well, isn't that something? How the media hid that and the FBI and everything. There's so much that put out. But I will tell you this, and you guys, I would encourage everybody to go to Frank's speech or go to lindellplan.com and watch. There's a video there called How We Got Here that I did. It's an hour long show, and it'll say things like, if back then, if Hunter Biden's laptop, if it would have been revealed and Donald Trump would have got in and even overrun the algorithms, I'm telling you, we would have lost our country. All these things had to happen the way it did because so much has been revealed now. Now when he comes back in, we can repair all this. Kind of like what I said earlier in the show with me, if 2012 didn't happen in my pillow,
I hate doing this to you, especially you're on a beautiful soapbox right now, but I've got literally 20 seconds and I got to get the outro. But I appreciate you. Yep. You were awesome, Mike. I'm so appreciative. Real quick, if you guys want to reach out. Yeah, you're excellent. If you guys want to reach out to us, investorschooling.com, you can take class. You've heard Mike's websites. Of course, go to frankspeech.com and lindellplan.com. These are all places you can go. Thank you, Glenn, for having us. And thank you, Mike, for being here. I totally appreciate it. Hang out.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.